This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice is testifying before the Independent Commission investigating the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001. Her testimony, live and under oath, follows weeks of White House resistance. 2 weeks ago, before the commission, former counterterrorism aide Richard Clark accused the White House of ignoring warnings about terrorism. NPR's Larry Abramson is here. Good morning. Good
morning, Bob.
Rice has been asked to respond directly to Clark's charges, and what has she said about that?
Well, you remember one of the most explosive moments in Clark's testimony was when he basically apologized to the families, and Rice had a moment in her speech that came close to that. This is what she said.
We owe it to those that we lost and to their loved ones and to our country to learn all that we can about that tragic day and the events that led to it. Many of the families of the victims are here today, and I want to thank them for their contributions to this commission's work. The terrorist threat to our nation did not emerge on September 11, 2001. Long before that day, radical, freedom-hating terrorists declared war on America and on the civilized world. The attack on the Marine Barracks in Lebanon in 1983, the hijacking of the Aquila Laurel in 1985, the rise of Al-Qaeda and the bombing of the World Trade Center in 1993, the attacks on American installations in Saudi Arabia in 1995 and 1996, the East Africa bombings of 1998, the attack on the USS Cole in 2000. These and other atrocities were part of a sustained, systematic campaign to spread devastation and chaos and to murder innocent Americans. The terrorists were at war with us, but we were not yet at war with them. For more than 20 years, the terrorist threat gathered, and America's response across several administrations of both parties was insufficient. Historically, democratic societies have been slow to react to gathering threats, tending instead to wait to confront threats until they are too dangerous to ignore or until it is too late.
So you hear in there a very pointed reference to the families who were pushing very hard to actually have Rice testify, to have full disclosure, and the families actually got what they wanted. Many of them are in the hearing room today. Not quite what Richard Clark said, of course, when he said, "Our government failed you, those entrusted with protecting you failed you, and I failed you. We tried hard, but that doesn't matter because we failed." Rice instead said, "I'm sorry that this happened, but you need to understand that there's a long history to this," and you can hear her professorial side coming out. At another point in her statement, she gave us a history lesson about how after the Lusitania sank during World War II, it took a couple of years for America to get involved in the war, and that we didn't enter World War II until 1941, so that there's a long historical background to the slow response, according to some.
Has she given any specifics about what the administration did to prepare for a terrorist attack in the U.S. before that horrible day of September 11th?
She did, and this is one of the most important parts of her statement, I think, is that she indicated not that nothing was happening, but that they were taking a different approach, basically. And she said that the Clinton administration had indeed been frustrated in its efforts to try to crack down on terrorism. She said they were trying a different approach in the Bush administration, and this is about how it was going to go.
We recognized that America's counterterrorism policy had to be connected to our regional strategies and to our overall foreign policy. To address these problems, I had to make sure that key regional experts were involved, not just counterterrorism experts. I brought in Zalmay Khalasad, an expert on Afghanistan, who as a senior diplomat in the 1980s had worked closely with the Afghan Mujahideen, helping them to turn back the Soviet invasion. I also ensured the participation of the NSC experts on South Asia, as well as the Secretary of State and his regional specialists. Together, we developed a new strategic approach to Afghanistan. Instead of the intense focus on the Northern Alliance, we emphasized the importance of the South, the social and political heartland of the country. Our new approach to Pakistan combined the use of carrots and sticks to persuade Pakistan to drop its support for the Taliban, and we began to change our approach to India to preserve stability on the continent.
So again, here is Rice reflecting the fact that this is a big multinational global problem, that it's not just a few guys planning a conspiracy in the United States, and that they were trying to deal with the network of al-Qaeda. Of course, they didn't know that this conspiracy was building. They were trying to take on Afghanistan's ally, Pakistan, and that this was all very well thought out. This also reflects her background as somebody who was dealing with multinational threats. Her background is not in sort of FBI surveillance of terrorist groups in the United States. So she's saying there was a method here. We really were working on what we thought would be a more effective approach.
She was asked very specifically if she had any intelligence information that al-Qaeda might launch the kind of attack it did on September 11th.
That's right. And this is a very sensitive point because she at one point said that she had no idea that any attack like the one that was launched on September 11th was in anybody's mind, that we just couldn't have imagined that. And a lot of people have said, well, wait a minute, there's information in intelligence briefings going back a couple of years that said that planes might be used as weapons of some sort. This is how she explained what how the threat had actually been described.
The threat reporting that we received in the spring and summer of 2001 was not specific as to time, nor place, nor manner of attack. Almost all of the reports focused on al-Qaeda activities outside the United States, especially in the Middle East and in North Africa. In fact, the information that was specific enough to be actionable referred to terrorist operations overseas. Most often, though, the threat reporting was frustratingly vague. Let me read you some of the actual chatter that was picked up in that spring and summer. Unbelievable news coming in weeks, said one. Big event. There will be a very, 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 very big uproar. There will be attacks in the near future. Troubling, yes. But they don't tell us when, they don't tell us where, they don't tell us who, and they don't tell us how.
So all of this underscores a point which basically a lot of people have made well before this commission, that yes, there were indications that this could happen, but we didn't have the information that we would have needed to stop this particular plot. It's clear from part of this exchange that I don't believe we heard, and that's that while people in the intelligence community had inklings that hijackings might be used to stage a massive attack, that Rice herself was not aware that this was going to happen. So that's a defense of her behavior, but it's also an indictment of the fact that some of the top officials in the White House didn't know what the intelligence officials already knew.
Well, the president was quoted as saying he didn't see a sense of urgency related to al-Qaeda. How did Rice respond to that?
That's right. That's in a Bob Woodward book. President Bush was asked whether or not he thought this was the most important thing in his entire agenda, and he said that he didn't. And Rice sought to explain exactly what he was saying when he said that. What she said that he was responding to a question from Woodward about whether or not he would have liked to have killed Osama bin Laden. And as you know, assassinating foreign leaders is a very sensitive issue in this country. Bin Laden is not a foreign leader, but there was a lot of back and forth with intelligence officials in previous years and decades about whether or not they could just go kill Osama bin Laden, or whether they had to try to capture him, and then if he resisted, could they then shoot him? So the president, she said, was only trying to be diplomatic with Mr. Woodward and not reveal plans to assassinate somebody. She indicated he wasn't saying that this wasn't an important issue to him. He was just talking about to what lengths he was willing to go to do something about it.
NPR's Larry Abramson.